right, y'all, get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your hosts, Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black media specialist, and all around good guy. And I'm here today with my partner, Mr. David Coker. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, sir? This is David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark, Inc., also marketing specialist, promoter, music management, also all around good guy. I'm good, man. I can't complain. You good?
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to this freaking weekend, you know?
Yeah. It's been an interesting week. It's been hot during the days and then, you know, a little breeze in the evening.
Yeah. And shoot, one of these days it just started pouring down rain.
Yeah.
I remember hitting the window seals.
Yeah. That was during the day you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was pouring. It started pouring. Yes, that's true. I tell you, man, this is the last week of August, man.
I know. School about to go back. Summer about to be over, you know?
Yeah. I know. I mean,
before you know it, it'd be the new year.
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, also, we'll be coming up on our first year anniversary of the show. Yeah. So
I was just about to say that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So
November something.
November, what was it? November 5th, I think, something like that, right?
I'm not. I think it was the week after. So I feel like the 6th was a Saturday. I'm going to guess November 9th.
Well, I know people saying they don't know. Well, we'll confirm that shortly. But I'm sure it, I don't know why I just think it was the 5th.
Nope, November 9th. Yeah. Because Dave, I don't know if you remember on November 6th, which was a Saturday. My wife and I had our friends giving, and we sent you an invite, and you overslept and never came. Yep. So that's how I always remember it was the Tuesday after the day you stood us up.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You know, I got a mind like an elephant. Never forget.
Wait, are you doing Friendsgiving again on November 6th this year?
I can't. Well, are you going to come if we do it?
No? You got. You probably will be in Alabama doing it that week.
I don't know. What to say?
You going to do Thanksgiving in Alabama?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Okay.
But I mean, we'll see. We'll see how everything goes.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, just make sure they understand that you're not there to be hunted that week.
Okay? Right. Right.
Okay. All right.
I got to be the hunter and not the prey.
You got it. Yeah. There you go. So, all right. So, it's our weekend roundup, folks. And so last couple of weeks we spent stumping each other on different things. If you've been listening, you know what I'm talking about. So today we're going to do something a little different. What we're going to do today, Leonard?
Yeah, so today, Dave, we're going to go over what we think our top 10 or the top 10 trash talking games are. So you know how you'll be playing different games, board games, card games, and you know, gets a little competitive, people start talking trash. Sometimes it's respectful, sometimes it's not. You know, hopefully it always stays, you know, in hand, but we always know some of these games that we're about to mention, you know, cause family fights. Probably relationships breaking up. Maybe even if you're unlucky, some people go into the hospital. Ain't no telling, Dave. But you know, these are all games that probably started out friendly, and then, you know, as that competition got serious and the trash talking started hurting people's feelings, you know, probably turned a different route.
Well, I'm just gonna say this now. I'm predicting, folks, because Lennon and I, you know, when we do these lists and everything, we rarely have a close, you know, our lists are barely resemble each other. I'm gonna put it that way. So we'll have a couple probably of the same things, but not most of the time. We're so opposite of each other. But I have a feeling we're gonna probably have a few of the same games on our list. So, but we'll see how that goes. So, you want to start out? Or you want me to start out?
Dave, I'm gonna let you do the honors. I'm gonna let you go with your first one.
Okay. And I'll do this. We'll do this. I'm gonna name my first two.
Okay.
Those, and then you do your two. Okay. And you know me, I go from the bottom up. So
I know. Started from the bottom.
Yeah. Now some of these games I'm gonna have, I don't even know if you even heard of them or played any of them, but when I put them out there, people who are seasoned will know some of these games and know exactly. Put it on my list, okay?
So, gotcha.
So this first game is one of those games. You ever play 500 Rummy?
I play Rummy. I'm not sure the different variations of it.
Okay, you have played Rummy. Well, Rummy, the variation, the premise of Rummy is all the same, but there's different variations. Mm-hmm. And there's an old school one called 500. You play, you score the game, you play the 500.
Okay.
Now, when I was coming up, this was a very big game, card game. This was a very big card game. And it got competitive. People would be playing this game, you know, all day long. I learned to play probably when I was, gosh, maybe 7 or 8 years old. I started playing Rummy and got real good at it. And we used to have tournaments in our neighborhood. You know, and I was always one of those people that would always be like one of the last man standing all the time because mm-hmm. I learned the game so well. So, but Rummy, you can lose some friends over Rummy. You really can, because nobody, if you're really good at this game, you can toss some trash in this game, you know. And I used to always say, might well put your cards down now because you ain't gonna beat me. That's what I used to always tell people all the time, you know. So, but I have some very fine memories of playing Rummy and getting into it with people, you know, because, you know, you get a little cocky when you win it,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so that was one of my favorite games coming up was playing 500 Rummy. I haven't played it in a while though, but it was one of my favorite games. Now my next game probably is going to be a surprise on this list. Unless you played this game,
mm-hmm.
you probably won't understand why it's on my list. And I don't know if it's on yours, but it's definitely on mine. Chess. You ever play chess?
Nope.
I didn't think so. You don't have that chess mentality to be. You know?
To be honest, I don't got that chess time.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It is a time. Like, chess is like, I call chess the golf of the board games. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
you got to put in time, and you got to have strategy. You got to know how to place the pieces. You got to know how to think ahead, and it's just a lot going on. But the main thing is that you got to outsmart your opponent, and you're using a lot of reverse psychology, trying to get them to make moves that you want them to make, but they don't necessarily make, and you'd be all pissed off because they didn't do what you wanted them to do, and then just throw your whole thing off. Chess is a very deep... I'm surprised that you've never taken the time to learn how to play this game, Leonard.
You know, maybe, you know, after I retire, I can... Well, Dave, to be honest, I don't have time right now for a lot, you know, unless these are games with the kids. And it's like, okay, who am I going to play chess against? You know, like.
I remember teaching all my kids how to play. You know, it was something that I always wanted, at least learn the pieces, because there's a reference to chess in almost everything that you watch or kind of come across in life. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, I do hear it a lot.
Yeah, because it's about chess is about moving through life, you know, and that chess, that board is like moving through life. You just got to make sure you do all the right things in order to get to where you need to get to. And the ultimate thing is becoming king and surviving being the king, you know. So, and if you beat somebody that was really, really good,
mm-hmm.
you had bragging rights, man. Yo, Dave just took down Steve over there. And, you know, Steve's supposed to be the man at this game, you know. You know, if you took down somebody that you wasn't supposed to beat, oh, that was like beating Tom Brady, man. You know, so. But, yeah, those are my two that I will start out with is chess and 500 runs.
Gotcha. Okay. So my first one is one that I learned how to play in college, and I just call it the infamous HBCU card game, Spades, which, of course, you know, everyone and their mama plays. But, boy, you want to talk about some arguments in college. And even we had a couple of family events here in Delaware where my wife's family came up and we played against her sister and brother-in-law. And then we played against her brother and sister-in-law. And boy, I'm glad we're all related, because somebody would have been slapping that table and flipping it. And huh?
It got that bad?
Yeah, it got bad. Because, you know, people saying people cheated, reneged, you know, the different rules, the cards, talking across the board. I mean, you are like, there's so many variables that people get upset about. So, It's definitely one of those games that kind of get everything heated. And even though there's no money on the table, you know, people are darn near playing for their lives, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting because that game, yeah, it's definitely a cutthroat game. It's definitely a game you have to pay attention to. It's a game, if you're playing as couples, that's the worst right there, playing as mm-hmm. couple. Because I've seen people break up over this game.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Or not talk the night.
Not talk that night. They'd be pissed off. You know, somebody make, you know, not paying attention to what's being played, and they play something stupid. And that look that goes across the board. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's nonverbal. But you ain't got to say anything because you know exactly what the person's thinking right. because of the look on their face, you know. Right. Like, why the hell did you play that? You know, that type of thing, you know. So, but, yeah, Spades is that kind of game. So I get that. Of course, Spades on my list, too. I'll bring it up later, but go ahead.
All right, and then my next one, and this is a game we play with the kids, and someone's always upset. Monopoly. So, I mean, you know, and I think that's just one of them age-old games where – you know, everyone has their own strategy. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I just know every time we play, somebody's upset. Somebody wants to quit. Somebody wants to trade in all their cards and give all their money back to the bank. So that's another one where there's always a problem with somebody.
Yeah, that's true. Now, are your kids invested when you play? Are they in it for the long haul?
So everyone has a different strategy. It can
be a long game, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, we probably never ever finish, but we probably stop around the time, you know, people start getting disgruntled and, you know, you already know it's an issue when people want to just they think they can give all their money back to the bank, so they're over. You know, so we get those signs.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it's funny because the kids of the day playing Monopoly are different from the kids. Like, I know I took Monopoly serious as a kid. You know, that was one of those games, you mm-hmm. know. And when we played, you know, I always had the same piece all the time. And I'd be mad if I couldn't get my piece. I always had the car. That's my piece right there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, and if I can't get the car, I just feel off, you know, so, you know, so I'd be like, man, I'd be pissed. If I don't get the card, I'd be like, oh, man, I ain't going to win this game because I ain't got the car, you know, because I'm just going to take my cash and roll, you know?
You know, so, understood.
But, yeah, so, okay, all right, so, all right. Well, my next one is a game I played more as a kid than later on, but it seems like there's always, like, when you look at some of the movies and so forth, you always see people playing it. And it's still very popular in certain places, especially in the South. Dominoes. You ever play dominoes?
I've seen people play it. I've not personally played, but yes, people get heated.
They get heated, don't they? You see people getting upset playing dominoes. Mm-hmm. Or they get excited because they'll let somebody slam down the dominoes. Bam! You'd be like,
right.
Okay, I blocked that, you know, that type of thing, you know. So, but dominoes, man, yeah, I remember my father taught me how to play dominoes. And you know, I never forget the first couple times he played, he would let me win or whatever. Then he would say, okay, you think you got the gist of the game? You think you understand? And I said, yeah, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to be competitive. I ain't win another game, man. Damn.
He
took that serious. He took that domino stuff serious, man. And so I had to learn how to use the same mentality he had when I was playing against other people. Because he said, dominoes is not just a game, son. It's a way of life. That's what he used to always say to me all the time, you know. So, but dominoes is one of the type of games that people, you know, people get real serious about. So, it's just that you don't see it played the way you used to see it played. My next game, Scrabble. Now, I don't know how much you play Scrabble. Have you ever played?
You used to play all the time growing up.
Okay. Did you ever have altercations with words and stuff that you tried to spell?
Nah, because I feel like we always had a dictionary. So it's like someone pulled out one of them words and it gets looked up.
I forgot you come from an educational type background, you know. Look, we had no dictionary. Look, we had the little Western paperback somewhere in the house. Everybody, right. That's not a word. Well, it is a word. How you spell that word? TIS. You know. So it is supposed to be this. You know, they been spelling tis. You know that type of thing. Or you make up a word. I never forget this guy I used to play with all the time. He would always use words, and he would put R-E in front of them. You know, re-relate. Remember, and so stuff like that. And I said, these words ain't words. Because anytime it'd be a word already spelled out, he would stick the R-E in front of the word. Uh-huh. And try to make the word. We used to get into it all the time. And
I can't lie. That right there's a good idea, though.
I know. Some of the words would be actual words, mm-hmm. but we had to pull the dictionary out to be able to know for sure. But, you know, I never forget the first time I ever heard the word misremember was during a Monopoly game. And we've argued for an hour over that word, man. Because he said, it is a word. But at the time, it wasn't in the dictionary.
If it's not in the dictionary, y'all can't count it.
It didn't get added till later on, and you know, in the dictionary. So, but he used to play all those kind of words. I used to get on him so bad. I was like, man, stop making up all these words, man. So you can get, because of course he was going after the point totals. You know, he was trying to get the big.
Oh yeah, you know? Of course. So,
yeah, but Scrabble is another one of those games that you can get the adrenaline going because people think they're smarter than other people. You know what I mean? So, but those are my next two.
Okay, so you actually said one of mine, the domino ones.
You were gonna bring?
I've seen people play, and I already know that that's a game, especially if you have a trash talker.
Yeah.
In fact, you only need one trash talker in dominoes, and they don't even got to be talking trash, but just let some trash talking start, and you already know they're going to join in.
Yeah, that's right. Dominoes is that kind of game. It can get you going like that. Yeah.
Right. And then my next one, and this is one that we play at the house, and I'll just say that the kids always get amped up. And actually, this is an old game. I'm surprised kids even still like playing this game, but Uno. You know, I mean, it's still one of them games where, you know, I mean, some of these Uno games just be getting heated because, you know, nobody wants to lose Uno, especially if you have one card left, you know. Yep. So,
did you have a strategy for playing Uno?
Do I have a strategy?
Yeah. Nope. Did you have a strategy? I had a strategy, and I still to this day when I play Uno, I have a certain strategy that I use when I'm playing a card, especially when it comes when you get to that spot where you say Uno and you're trying mm-hmm. to go out. 90% of the time, I'm going out because I got the strategy to know how to go out in that game.
Okay, and I'm assuming you're not sharing that strategy, which is why you keep on talking about the strategy but not saying what it is.
Whenever you try to pull those cards out on me one day, I want to be ready for it. So I can't tell you what it is. So, okay. But yeah. I used to drive my kids crazy with it because they would be mad at me because I knew how to do it, you know. So, yeah. So, but Uno, yeah, you're right. That's one of those games. Yeah, definitely. So, was that your second one, right?
Yeah. Yep. Those are my two.
Okay. And actually, that you brought it up, that was my next one. So,
Uno.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That was the next one on my list. Uno. Uno. We used to, in my family, we used to have like two or three decks of Uno cards. And we have like, because my kids and my grandkids, we would all be playing at the same time. And we'll have, you know, we would go move around from game to game and play against each other. We would have little Uno tournaments. It was crazy, you know. But, and they would get mad at me because I would always try to win all the time because I had the strategy that I'm not going to tell you about.
Right, right. So, okay. All right.
Okay. But anyway, I had to make sure they hear this so they can agree. So. My next game, checkers. Now, checkers is an innocent game. It's been around for a long time. I started playing checkers when I was a kid, like a small kid, 5, 6, 7 years old, you know. But if you, you know, if you get to that line, now I know you know how to play checkers, right?
I do.
Okay, you get to that line and you say king me and people be taking their time, you know, and don't want to king you because you didn't got to that line on them. And, you know, of course, they don't want to have to deal with every move they make. They might fool around and get jumped or whatever the case may be. People used to have attitudes about having to king somebody, you know. And especially if you got like 4 or 5 kings on the board and they got mm-hmm. like 3 single checkers on the board and you right. just wipe out their whole army, right? The checkers was fun, but it was nothing like getting that power when you got that king, you know, because then you figure, then of course, you also had to hold on to the king as well, because if you had a smart player, you know, people would, because, you know, you had some people that would say if there was a jump, you had to take that jump. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you set that king up, then you would lose that king. Then some people play that, you know, you can move around freely. You don't have to take the jump. You can run away from it if you wanted to, right? So it all depends on what the rules were. But when you got that king, you had the power. And that was all that mattered because you could talk trash once you got that king. Yeah, you know? Yeah, so those are my two right there, Uno and checkers.
All right, so my next two, and it's funny because a lot of these are kids' games that just get super competitive. The next one is a game called Spoons. Not sure if you're familiar with this game or not.
I don't think so. Go ahead. Okay.
So basically for Spoons, what you do is however many people are at the table, you have that many spoons minus one. So almost if you can think of like musical chairs where there'd be like 6 people at the table, 5 spoons. So the spoons are all placed on the table and everybody gets 4 cards. The dealer has the deck next to him. The dealer will pick up a card from the deck. The object is to get four of the same card in your hand. So the dealer will pick up a card from the deck. If he wants to add it to his hand, he can. And then he puts another card and passes it, his discarded card, and passes it to the next person. So the next person pick it up. If they can use it to get their four, they take it. If not, they pass it on. So long story short, so the dealer's picking up, passing. So the cards are going around the table quick. The first person to get four of a kind picks up a spoon. Everybody else at that time has to get a spoon. And whoever the last person out without a spoon is, they're out. So now it's, let's say, four people and three spoons. The next person deals. And, you know, whoever doesn't get a spoon at the end, then it's three people, two spoons. And so, you know, as soon as someone goes out, there's one less spoon as well. So definitely fun, fast paced.
Never heard of this.
Yeah. So the reason why, it's not necessarily trash talking, but you have you seen musical chairs go wrong when that chair, and people are fighting all over the place? Yeah. Imagine that same thing with the spoon on the table. And what happens a lot of time, people will slam their hand on the table to try to get the spoon. The spoon will pop up, go on the floor. So now people are darting, you know, to the floor to try to get the spoon. So,
so the whole key is to get that spoon.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No, I've never seen that or heard that game before.
Yeah. So, you know, especially when you you add some libations to it.
It must have been a suburb.
No, game. I mean, this was a game I learned with some people, Virginia, Georgia, you know, people in the South. So,
oh, okay, no, that's new to me. Okay,
yeah, okay,
all right, cool.
All right, so then my next game, and I don't exactly remember how to play, but the game called Bullshit. I'm not sure if you ever played that. Some people call it,
The
kids who can't call it that, they call it peanut butter. I don't know why, but yes, I mean that, you know, I can't remember how to play, but I just remember it's basically you saying you have certain cards in your hand. If people believe you, you keep playing. If they don't believe you, they call BS. If they're right and you don't have those cards, I think you have to draw more cards. If they're wrong, then they have to draw a card. So the whole point is to get rid of the cards in your hand. So, I mean, you know, it's always interesting because people are trying to cheat their way to no cards. You probably never played that game, huh, Dave?
Never heard of it, man. Okay. I can't say I've never heard of it. I've heard of, you know, I've heard people refer to it. I've just never seen it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My next one, you had to be built for it because it wasn't a quick game. And if it was a quick game, that was very unusual at times.
Please don't say war.
You know exactly what I'm
temporary payoff.
I think all of us have played war at some point or another, you know. But it'd be funny when you have multiple wars, though. You know, then you turn over the same card. You know, I declare war, and then you had the same card. I declare war. You know, you could be doing that three or four times before you get that resolve. But war, you know, I guess war was like probably one of the first card games I ever learned. Was that for you?
I mean, it don't get no easier. That's for sure.
Yeah. But you had to leave some time for that because it was a long game. And but if you were the person that won, you had all the bragging rights. If you were able to get them, if you were able to get all the cards from the other person, you know, so, but I had to bring up war. That's an old school one.
Right.
The next one is a card game as well. Love playing the game. Thought it was the greatest gambling game when it came to cards ever. Better than 21, you know, blackjack and all of those games. Pity Pat. Love me some Pity Pat, man.
I used to love that too.
Yeah.
In fact, hold on, is that on my list? Okay. I thought I put it on there. I just couldn't remember how competitive it was or not.
It was it's competitive. If you play with the right group of people, yeah, because I don't know if you've ever played for money, but I grew up.
I have. In fact, Dave, that's how I got my second lunches a lot of time at school. You know, the first lunch from the money my dad little gave part, me, my second lunch part. Was from Pity Pat.
Well, it's probably one of the top gambling games out there. You know, I started playing that game for pennies and nickels. You know, and I used to belong to a card circle. It was a bunch of women, man. The funniest thing I ever saw in my life was playing a game of Pity Pat, where we were at this lady's house. We're playing. I'm the only guy. It's a bunch of women, and we're playing. And these women, you know, you ever play Pity Pat with a bunch of professionals, and you like, you gotta watch everything that's going on, or you miss your card or whatever,
right.
And your card will come on the table. You go to reach for it to be gone real quick, you know. So. That's how these women were. And I never forget women that lost their money. We were playing for like 50 cents. And the woman, I was living in the projects back then. And a woman had lost her money that she was playing with. And so she's like, oh, man. And she said to one of her girlfriends, she said, loan me a couple dollars. The girl said, oh, no, I ain't giving you no money. You know, because she had one of those reputations she didn't give money back, you know.
Right.
So,
right,
so you, if you ain't got no money, you done. And she's the host, you know, it's her house that we're at, right? So all of a sudden she said, I got something. So she gets up from the table. We play another hand, you know, game goes, you know, there's a winner. So she comes back and she slams this box on the table. It was a box of government cheese. I'll never forget it. You heard about the surplus cheese everybody always kids about. That was gold back then. I'm gonna tell you that it was gold. She put this box of unopened cheese on the table. She said, how many hands this get? Right. And everybody looked at it, said, okay, that'll get you about five hands. That'll get you about five. You know, so, and that's, she got back in the game because of this block of government cheese, man. And she ended up winning her money back, you know, because of this cheese. Because, and she didn't want to give that cheese up. She put that cheese right back in her refrigerator. Pity Pat. Yeah, one of my favorite all time games. I love Pity Pat. Yeah, that's something we need to do tonight, man. Let's do a Pity Pat game.
Who?
Yeah, us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, let's play Pity Pat one night.
All right, yeah. We'll do it for shots.
Look, we'll do it for our anniversary.
Okay. The show's anniversary.
The show's anniversary. Yes. Yeah, the show anniversary. Yeah. Yeah. The day that you chose me.
I'm still contemplating that day in my mind, playing it back.
Okay.
All right. So my next two, and I was thinking this is probably one of the ones you'd have on yours, maybe not. And I mean, I don't play these games anymore, but I remember when I was in college and we were playing some of these sports games, video games, like Double Dribble. You know, the Madden, Tekken. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I remember those were some serious trash-talking games. A lot of, you know, almost fist-to-blows. And
you look at the graphics now, they look so funny, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they do. They almost look like almost like those little crypto punks they sell. They're just, like, pixelated. And
that's right, you know. Yeah.
But, I mean, some of those games Mortal Kombat, you know, all the fighting games, you know, I just remember those being major trash talking games. And I just remember being in people's dorms up until, you know, 2-3 in the morning, you know, talking trash, playing these games, and, you know, trying to avoid a World War III in the dorms.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see that. And especially, and you just made me think of another game that we played in. I don't know if you played it in college, but we all, that was our relaxation game, but we used to talk a lot of trash playing ping pong. Did you play ping pong in school?
No, I mean, I feel like they had a ping pong table somewhere, but it wasn't a regular
That's how we relaxed, but there was, we used to have King of the Table tournaments.
Gotcha.
You talking about some crazy, talking about slamming and all that kind of stuff. We went through so many balls, Leonard. you know. So, but anyway, yeah, that was what we used to do. But go ahead.
Yeah. So my next one is, and this was probably just me and my friends, horse. So I'm not sure if you played the basketball shooting game, horse.
Talking about the basketball version, or
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, that was definitely I did this, you can't do that, or oh, you know, you thought you were gonna get that. I just got it too. Yeah.
Well,
so.
How many times did you dunk to try to score a point, Leonard?
So I don't know if I could guarantee. I mean, I was semi dunking in high school, but you know, horse. You know, I just kept that as, you know, the shooting trick layups.
Oh, okay.
You know, all that type of stuff.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yep. So those are my.
That was a good game.
Two.
Okay. All right.
All right. These are your last two, Dave.
Yeah. Well, actually, we've already talked about them, but I want to say, because both my top two are, you know, games that we've talked about. My next one was Monopoly. I just wanted to say this story because, ironically, we're doing this, and my oldest son called me a few days ago, and he said, I just need to tell you this. He said, so I'm sitting here playing, me, my girl, and my daughter are sitting here playing Monopoly, and, you know, and he said, you remember how hype I used to get when I was a kid? My son, he took that game real, well, we all did. We all did. He took it real serious, though, because he, you know, when he was the banker, man, nobody could touch it. He was serious about it. And he said, you know, he said, I didn't tell many people this, but he said that game really shaped the way my life was going to go, you know, because I really took it that serious. And, you know, he's balling now, you know, he's right. Doing very well. So, but he said that was, you know, I used that as my backdrop for my life, you know. And he said, Pop, we didn't get around the board two times. My daughter was ready to stop playing.
I'm sure.
He's getting upset, you know, he's getting aggravated because he can't get her into this game the way he was into this game. And she's 13. So he couldn't get her to play the way he used to play, you know. And he was younger than her when he started playing, you know. So, and it's just funny how he was just going on and on about this Monopoly game and how disappointed he was that he couldn't get her to play more than two rounds, you know. So, and he said, these kids just don't understand. Monopoly is a life-changing game, you know, because he said, think about it. I never forget, me and him, man, played into like the wee hours of the morning because he had Park Place and I had Boardwalk, and we kept landing on each other's property, having to beat each other until there was no money left, you know, that type of thing. So, but yeah, Monopoly is one of those games. And the other game, of course, we talked about earlier was Spades. Of course, you can't have a list like this without having Monopoly and Spades.
Right.
I
was about to say, especially if you're black.
Yeah, especially if you're black. Yeah, there's just no way you can have that type of thing going without having both of those on. But I'm going to throw another one in there that I just thought about when you were talking about college life and playing the video game and so forth. Another game, video game, that was a trash-talking game is Pac-Man.
Okay.
Oh, don't tell me you didn't play Ms. Pac-Man.
I mean, I did. I it wasn't a trash talking game for me.
Were you good at it, Len? Because if you were good at it,
but you know what was good? To be honest, like, hold on.
You know,
what year are we talking about?
You asked that question.
What year are we talking about?
If you ask that question,
what year are we talking about?
It doesn't matter what year. If you said
I was the bomb at Ms. Pac-Man.
Leonard.
All right, what year are we talking about, Dave?
What do you mean what year?
What year?
It doesn't matter what year. Look, I got a neighbor two doors down that has a Ms. Pac-Man machine in their house.
Hold on, from where you live now?
Yeah, right now. There's a guy two doors down from me has a Ms. Pac-Man machine, one of the actual machines in their house. Wow. And I was kidding him one day because I noticed it. And I said, do you actually play that thing? He said, man, we play it all the time. So, you know, people who like that game, my ex-wife loved that game and was very good at it. And she used to try to destroy me all the time. I was good, but she was great at it. Gotcha. And I couldn't beat her. I couldn't beat her. I would every now and then I would get lucky enough to outscore her, but not. And we had to stop or whatever, so I might win because we had to stop.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But she tried to destroy me every time we played, man. You know, so yeah, it's one of those games. So
Ms. Pac-Man was probably after like my, you know, because like when I got in video games, we were probably past like the Pac-Man and Asteroids
but that's always a staple game though. Even to this day, it's still very popular.
No.
People look, if you go into a pizza shop or a place and they might have a couple of video games in there, that game I guarantee you is probably one of the games you can play.
Let me Google this.
Where are you going to Google? What are you going to Google?
Popular arcade games right now.
Well, what are the most popular arcade games right now?
All right, the 20 most popular.
Okay.
It's going to be... So, number 20, Mario Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
19, Elder Scroll versus Scrim.
Okay. Yeah. Heard of it.
18, Call of Duty.
Okay, yeah, of course you know about that.
17, Spider-Man.
See, I think these are more...
Hold on.
Good.
16, Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
15, Super Mario Odyssey.
So that's a newer game.
14, Call of Duty.
All right.
13, Counter-Strike. 12, Player Something. 11, League of Legends.
This is all newer stuff. But keep going.
Dave, we just said most popular. I'm just going off what you said. I'm going off what you said.
Okay.
All right, number 9, Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
8, Overwatch. 7, Red Dead Redemption. Tongue twister right there. Number 6, another Super Smash Brothers. 5, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Siege.
Wow, they get deep there.
Grand Theft Auto number 4. Fortnite number 3. Minecraft number 2. And Ms. Pac-Man number 1. Oh my goodness.
No, he's being smart.
Call of Duty number 1. Okay. I'm sorry. Go back to your story.
Do the top 10 traditional video games between. Let's do that. Let's do the top 10 traditional arcade games. Arcade games. There you go. There's the key word, arcade. Because these are all like top video games that are out now.
Okay, so Ms. Pac-Man Pac-Man, Space Invaders, Ms. Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Asteroids, Galaga, Frogger, Street Fighter.
So, like I told you, it's going to be on the list.
Ms. Pac-Man came out in 1981.
And it's still popular to the day.
Nobody said it's still popular today. But, All right, but Dave, okay, so Miss Pac-Man, got it. All right, so my last two are Heads Up. Have you ever played Heads Up?
No, tell me about it.
So basically, Heads Up is a, it used to be kind of like an actual card game, but now it's easier to do it on the app. You download an app and you download it to your phone and you put the phone up to your forehead with the screen facing. Okay, so basically two teams and a word comes. Okay, yep. So for the listeners, a word comes up on the screen and mm-hmm. your team has to describe that word to you without saying the word.
And you got to do this, yeah.
Right, yep.
Yeah, I just, is it always called Heads Up? Because I've heard it called
They have different variations, but the concept is the same. You put it up to your head, don't see it. Yeah, and then your teammate tries to help you guess what that word is.
Yeah, it's a good party game. The first time I ever seen it, my boy Dwayne, you met him before, that works for social services. He he had a barbecue one day. The first time I ever saw it was at this barbecue that he had. And I was like, what is everybody playing? Cause it was like a bunch of people playing that game. And mm-hmm. And that was the first time I ever seen it. This was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. It seemed like every time I went somewhere, I was seeing somebody playing that game.
Yes, I mean, I don't see it too often, but it's one of those fun games, you know, like I almost put it in the same line as like Taboo. You know how Taboo is almost like a house party classic? You know, I kind of put it in the same lines as like Taboo as being something fun. Anybody can play, you know, it's easy to catch on.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then my last one, and I don't even know what the name of this is, so I just called it Coins. So when we were in high school and in college, we would kind of be like a one-on-one or maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, everyone for themselves. And you would flick a coin, preferably a quarter, against the wall. And whoever's, you know, when it bounced, whoever's coin came closest to the wall took all the coins.
Right. And sometimes you use like a piece of paper or something to measure to see which one was the closest.
Yeah. Or, you know, you got one neutral person who is trying to, you know, see which one is closest. But I mean, that was always a fun game. And it's so funny because it's one of those games where, you know, usually you can tell who gets the closest, but there were always arguments that broke out during coins. Like, I mean, that's just one of them games where it's like, okay, like, I don't know when it's going to happen, but somebody got to start fighting over these dimes, nickels, and quarters, you know?
Yeah. Well, you figure that between that game and doing craps, you know, playing, you know, throwing dice, you know, that was another one that would get people going.
Yep.
So, but I played that game a lot as a kid, the coin mm-hmm. toss.
Yeah. Make some good money playing that.
Yeah, no. Somebody, look, just need to figure out a way to get people to toss dollars. Get that to work, I guess.
Maybe. Yep. Yeah. So those are my 10 trash talking games of you know that I've participated or you know seen close up multiple times.
Yeah, and pretty much, you know, we had a lot of the same ones because those are staple games that people know and people all love and whatever. You know, outside the traditional sports games, of course, you know, you have all the sports games that people play that can be competitive. But these mm-hmm. This stuff that we named are simple games that were, you know, that were always in the homes. And you know, there's quite a few of them I know that we haven't talked about as well. But I'm sure that our listeners will probably have other ones that they want to add to the list. You know, especially I know a lot of the people I came up with I know we played a lot of games, like some of our listeners, like Claudette and Blanda and Charlemagne. We're all around the same age. So I know they probably got games from their childhood. And then you think about people from your time, you know, when the game started to change because they became more video oriented and so forth. When you had to stop using your imagination a lot with a lot of the games too, you know, and you started having, you know, the Mario Karts and all of that stuff starting to pop up. Well, right. Back in, I guess Donkey Kong was the first one, right?
The first what?
Video game that you probably remember playing. Was it Donkey Kong or Asteroids?
I mean, yeah, maybe Asteroids and... So my brother, actually before the Atari, we had a Commodore 64. So I remember playing the game Mission Impossible, and I played that thing forever. But yes, I mean, the Atari generation, Asteroids, Donkey Kong.
Wait. What was the console called?
Commodore 64.
And who made that?
Shoot, that's, Dave, you know, this going back darn near 40 years.
I've never even heard of that. Cause we had an Atari. Then we had the Sony.
This is right here. Yep, and had a little joystick.
Oh wow, y'all fancy.
Well, I mean, you know, like my brother was into computers at a super early age, and of course he's in IT right now.
That looks just like a computer setup right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, okay. Folks, you know, you can tell when people lived a little better than other people, you know, when they get to have computers.
Ain't nobody lived no better. My brother, he just loved computers. Like, he's always loved computers.
Wow, that's deep. I never heard of this before. So, well, that's cool, though. Okay, well. I guarantee you, I probably would have never had that in my house. My mom would have said, man, I want a Commodore 64.
Damn, look how much this. Oh, vintage. Wait, okay. There. All right, but yeah.
$742?
I mean, but you know, it's probably still. I mean, because you know, they don't make them no more. So it's like, okay, if you want to get one.
Wow. So was that like a 64-bit type situation?
Dave, you know, I was 4 or 5 at the time. I just played it. I ain't asked no questions.
Okay. Well, that's deep. You taught me something. I never heard of that. Never seen it before.
Yeah.
But I was on the other side of the track, so maybe that's okay. Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, wow. Okay. Well, folks, Leonard, once again, just taught me something about how the better half lives when you were coming up. You know, some of us didn't. I mean, y'all got to tell me if you heard of this thing, because I know I've never heard of it. So, but that's good to know that there was other systems other than the stuff that we used to dream about when I was coming up. You know, a lot of that kind of stuff was in our mind. Anyway, we want to take the time to thank you guys for listening. And please feel free to give us your opinion on some of the games that we might have missed, or some of the ones that you like to play and get into it with your family and friends over. You know, I'm sure a lot of these games probably brought back a lot of memories to many of you. So, but as usual, we want to say thank you for spending the time with us on this weekend roundup. Lynn, you want to add anything before we sign off?
The only thing I want to say super quick before you sign off, because I know I got to roll out of here, but I got something from one of our former guests, Dave Woolley. I don't know if he sent it to you too, Dave, but he spoke about the documentary that was coming out.
Yeah.
So it's official that the documentary premieres on January 1st on CNN. So, you know, we can probably talk about it another time before that date. But if anyone remember Dave Woolley when he came on about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was producing a documentary for Dionne Warwick, So that documentary officially has an air date, January 1st on CNN.
Okay, that'd be great. I can't wait. We will definitely check it out, and we'll be talking about it on the show. I'm sure we'll probably have them back on to bring
right.
To talk about it and promote it. So that's great. That's great news. Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. You know, we're always bringing it to you. You know, look, that was breaking news. The last show we did, we had breaking news. Right. You know. So you know, if you want to hear the stuff up to current, you know, you got to stay tuned to us, folks, and always come and join us. So we'll be talking to you next Tuesday, at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, have a good weekend. Take care.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.